Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, another day, another GTA 6 thing, but this one is far more substantial than usual, as Bloomberg's Jason Schreier has got out there with a report on what's going down at Rockstar, including various details of what's happening with GTA 6 itself. Now, there's a lot of stuff to break down here. The working title for the game is Project Americas, which, if you're following Grand Theft Auto 6 leaks, you'll know that thing surfaced back in 2019. So to quickly dive onto that, the leak from 2019 did say that there would be multiple protagonists, that it would be set across multiple time periods, that the game would be heavily inspired by Narcos, and it would have you building a criminal empire over time. Just to keep that in mind as we get into everything else. Back to the Bloomberg report in terms of what's now confirmed, and we are returning to a fictional Miami, which is almost guaranteed the Vice City itself. With additional locations to be added over time. Now, this has apparently been done to address the crunch stuff that came out after Red Dead Redemption 2 and the quote-unquote 100-hour weeks that some members of the team were doing. And they want to make sure that the game is handled a hell of a lot better for Grand Theft Auto 6, nailing a main location and then including various side locations and then adding stuff over time. And that's apparently been put in place because of what happened with Red Dead 2. The original idea, though, was apparently for a much larger game with bigger swaths of North and South America, which, if you kind of parallel it with the 2019 stuff that I just mentioned, you could assume that they would have had various other landscapes and places to go over different time periods, and that's been scaled down to make sure that the workforce, that it's actually doable. It's not some insane 100-hour behemoth of a thing. What do you think of all this so far? And I'll give you more in a bit.
Scott, it's just like initially very strange to have as close to official confirmation about GTA 6 details as we're ever going to get until Rockstar actually confirm it. You know, obviously, like you said, from Bloomberg, from Jason Schreier, all of this is more than just kind of like a random leak on 4chan, but it is interesting that it does, like you said, corroborate some of the other leaks that we have covered, you know, the Project America stuff. Mm-hmm. For me, it's fascinating going back to Vice City itself. You know, I was always tantalized by the idea of having this kind of much bigger continent, essentially, to explore. Mm-hmm. You know, you go into a bunch of different cities, but I understand going into the report why they have scaled it back.
Yes.
And it still will be exciting to get Vice City or, you know, the wider Miami area at launch, and then have things be plugged in after the fact. That should give it legs in a way that GTA 5 didn't have when it came to the map. You know?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, they've always talked about the idea of, you know, what do you do with the future of GTA Online? And maybe you try and twin that with the single player by making sure that our mission packs and story packs and whatever, you know, plugged into the city so the single player side of things is satisfying, and then also have the GTA Online also, you know, making sure that first day back after a week gets bigger over time. But to go back to the character stuff, the Bloomberg report mentions that there are two main characters in a story that is heavily inspired by Bonnie and Clyde.
I love this.
I thought Bonnie and Clyde was that movie where they're in the car and they go over the hill. And that's a Ridley Scott movie?
That's Thelma and Louise.
It's Thelma and Louise. So Bonnie and Clyde was an actual couple in real life. They were, you know, stole from banks and did lots of stuff first day back after a week. And so one of the characters is a female Latina, which is funny because it reminded me of the rumor from 7 years ago that Eva Mendes was going to be in GTA 6. Now, that's nothing is mentioned in regards to Eva Mendes, but there was a rumor doing the rounds back in, I think the earliest spot of it was like 2014 or something.
Yeah.
That Ryan Gosling and Eva Mendes were going to be two characters in GTA 6. Now, if that happens, I'm calling it right now, /7 years ago.
Like, if they do that, I don't want Eva Mendes and Ryan Gosling playing characters. I want to be fictionalized versions of themselves.
Yes.
You know, and then in this universe, GTA universe, Ryan Gosling is a criminal mastermind. You're
maybe
going
he's
from bank to bank. I like that
idea. A guy with more than one facial expression. I mean,
he's really good. He's a really good actor.
The Grey Man's terrible, mate.
Yeah, yeah, but you know, everyone's made bad movies. He's made some excellent movies. He's great.
He was all right in that one, the Blade Runner. He was all right in Blade Runner. I can't. We've got an extra wall now. I can't get out. I'm stuck here. But yes, two main characters. The idea being that you play as a couple, essentially, because it's heavily inspired by Bonnie and Clyde. So I'm guessing that's how they bring across all the bank heist stuff from GTA 5, and then center it on a more, I guess, a more of a specific relationship between two main characters, rather than jumping around the three or the four, because there were four characters mentioned in the Project Americas leak back in 2019. The release date is the interesting thing, because in regards to the amount of crunch that's been going on at Rockstar, they at the minute have GTA 6 penciled in for 2024. However, it's Take-Two's financial year 2024, which could be as early as April 2023, going through to 2024. However, the Bloomberg report mentions that in speaking to the various developers, because so much of the game's production has been relaxed and how much of it has been, you know, you can take time now. You don't have to crunch. Yes. You don't have to be up against the wall with this kind of thing. They're quite skeptical about hitting that date. And they do mention that the game has been in production since 2014 and that some developers have left the project because so many years have passed and, you know, no meaningful progress has been made. But that's where we're at with GTA 6. Vice City stuff, potentially Eva Mendes stuff in 2024.
Dude, it's exciting. First of all, I don't think it will hit that date, certainly not early 2023, but I'm fine with that. You know, like you said, you know, the culture within Rockstar seems to be improving, and, you know, while I'm eager for another Grand Theft Auto game, you know, I want it to have, like, a big rollout. I want it to have the time it needs to feel like a proper spectacle. There's going to be some ridiculous expectations on that game when it releases, you know, 10-plus years at the earliest from Grand Theft Auto 5, so yeah, as long as, you know, they are able to realize their vision, that's exciting. I love the idea of having two main characters that are this Bonnie and Clyde style set up, you know, going across the city, going across these areas and, you know, robbing banks, doing crime, all of that stuff.
Take a car over a hill.
Yeah, off of me. That's how you drive the car. I've never driven a car, it's probably how you do it. Yeah. For me, you know, one of the most interesting things about GTA 5, right?
Yes.
Was the family drama between Michael and his terrible family. You know, I love the stuff between him and his wife, him and his kid. You know, sometimes it got ridiculous, but like, I like the kind of criminals as family approach. It's why I love The Sopranos. It's why I really like Michael's story in GTA 5. And if they can do something similar where you have this odd couple, you know, mixing business and pleasure and, you know, romance and all of that stuff, to me that sounds...
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Me. Well, I mean, my mind went into the likes of Breaking Bad, for example, like that whole idea of like one member of the family getting carried away doing stuff and bringing those things in. And there was an interview with Dan Houser back in, I think it was 2015, and the idea of a female protagonist in GTA, and he said he was always up for it, but it was just the idea of making sure they tell the right story and making sure that they do right by, you know, the idea of putting a female into GTA. Kotaku also did a write-up saying that, you know, female protagonists have been in Grand Theft Auto since the original game.
Right.
It's just that we hardly ever talk about it because hardly anyone ever, you know, played Grand Theft Auto 1 today, but there were four main characters, female characters in the original Grand Theft Auto, which they could potentially pick from, I guess, if they want to bring someone back. But the idea being that, yes, you do a way more focused narrative on, you know, there is a way more heavy story element on a couple front-loading GTA rather than just a career criminal or something like that. I like the idea of them still getting out there and mentioning this stuff because for as many of us have been terrified of the idea of a GTA Online only future, this seems like they have found a way to tick both boxes.
then go forward with, you know, the campaign stuff in
GTA.
So.
I really hope so.
Without Dan Houser. So, yeah, I like the idea of this being as a framing device, I guess. And then, I guess, what do you think of them bringing back the heist stuff as well?
I love the heist stuff. You know, I love the heist in the online space. I like the heists in the main game. I want to see that more expanded, you know, go into the setups within a little bit more detail, maybe have a little bit more variety in how you're able to pull off those heists. I thought that was really cool. I wonder if they will bring it back just kind of verbatim or whether they will add like a certain twist on it, but I do think it's a kind of neat thing and a neat addition to completely discard or discard, similar to like kind of multiple protagonist approach. Like I always thought that would have been a weird thing to completely discard, so the idea of them being two, hopefully both playable, is really cool. I want to ask you though, what do you think, because this is where I am a little bit more cautious about them going back to Vice City, because when we've talked about these rumors in the past, you know, I've always not lamented the fact that they just keep repeating the same cities over and over again with new hardware and real them with brand new technology, but for me the idea of kind of having more than just Vice City was the thing that was appealing, because I love Vice City. It's my favorite of the PS2 trilogy, and it would be interesting to see that city kind of updated in the modern day to see how it's changed from the 80s. But that said, it is a city that we've seen before, and would you have preferred something a little bit different?
I think it's kind of going to be in what they have actually focused on. I should have mentioned before that in regards to the map size being reduced, one thing that they do mention here is that there'll be more interiors than any other GTA, which is a nice wrinkle to, I guess, the idea of open world map design, because not that many open world games prioritize interiors, and especially in terms of getaways or in terms of, you know, factoring them into general gameplay. I was replaying Assassin's Creed 3.
Of course you were.
Because of course I was. Assassin's Creed Unity, which started in 3.
That's worse somehow.
It is a little bit, but Unity's not that bad in 2022, let it be known. But still, Unity has that whole thing where you can just hold L1 and just go through like a building, you can just jump through a window or whatever, and that does expedite the idea of escaping from the authorities or whatever in a way that could transfer over to something like a GTA. So yeah, I think in terms of them reusing stuff, for me it's weird because I feel like they've missed their window. I feel like right now we're at the tail end of the 80s boom that is has been going on the last few years, and it feels like if they landed in the middle of that, it would have made a lot more marketing sense, whereas now I feel like there's a burgeoning amount of people going, oh my god, it's another 80s song, Thor Love and Thunder. do something else. And so I think it depends how they play it. The Project America's leak mentioned that the setting would be in the 70s and 80s, obviously, like I said, multiple time periods. And I wonder whether they are still doing a throwback, you know, 70s, 80s type thing, because that lets them do a greatest hit style soundtrack, which was a big part of GTA.
Yeah.
Or if it's set in the modern day and then you distance it that way. The modern day Miami Strip is a I can't think of the phrase. A stone's throw. What's the opposite of a stone's throw?
I have no idea. Far away stone throw. I don't know what you're
trying to say here. Well, I'm trying to say that it's got the modern day Miami Strip is quite far away from 80s Miami Strip.
Yes.
So if you do modern day Miami,
that's it.
That's a different thing, isn't it?
It certainly is. And I do think it's interesting what Rockstar does when it comes to, you know, evolving a map over a time period. Mm. We saw a little bit of that in Red Dead Redemption 2, which is set over the course of a few years. Mm. And you see things like, you know, lumber mills being constructed and then they're suddenly up. You know, you see the landscape change. So it would be cool if we do have these multiple time periods to glimpse, you know, Vice City as it was in the 80s. Mm. And then I always like the idea of seeing it in the modern day, you know, maybe more run down, maybe more decrepit, maybe a kind of monument to 80s excess that's now just kind of fallen under hard times. I like that idea. Not to cut you off, is the idea of interiors, because we talk a lot about, you know, what makes a good open world. And for me, as much as I do love my big open worlds, I also love ones that are dense. And I will always take kind of like a density over a kind of just a huge landmass that you just kind of like skirt through and you see for 2 seconds and then you run to the next thing. I'd rather live in somewhere and interiors allow you to do that while keeping it fresh.
I will always remember the original pitch for The Getaway.
You will.
In 2000, saying you could go into a McDonald's to evade the police and sit down and get a little cheeky hamburger and they'd run right past you, which never came true, Sony. But yeah, I think there's more possibilities gameplay wise by diving into interiors and stuff. It's interesting in terms of them sticking to the same, you know, let's say like three locations, Liberty City, Vice City, San Andreas, which have been there since the original Grand Theft Auto, and being very hesitant to go anywhere else. But that's also because the lifeblood of GTA is this sort of parodic lens being applied to America itself, which came from the fact that Dan Houser and the guys were always, you know, they're from Scotland. They were, the developing team was always in the UK overall. So I wonder how much that's changed, you know, how many different staff members are still there over time, how much the idea of what GTA is has changed over time. And Rockstar themselves feel like a completely different company in terms of their output. And, you know, we mentioned the definitive edition loads, but just the fact that they didn't put the time in to make sure that was okay. And just how much time has been put into GTA Online. GTA Online isn't mentioned in this.
Yeah.
In terms of, that must be a whole wing of development that I don't even know what they do with that, other than just kind of try and continue the momentum and maybe transfer your bank funds over so you can access them when you're in the new locations or something. What do you think they'll do with GTA Online?
I think they will just continue making billions and billions of dollars until they overtake the world. No, I think, you know, like a lot of the stuff in this report, like you mentioned, you know, the evolving world, adding in new cities, to me that's like the, could be the bread and butter of GTA Online going forward. I think you essentially just don't change up the formula too much. Like, keep what works with the GTA Online, with how GTA Online is in its current form. Maybe cut a lot of the fat because so much has been added to it, and kind of just like start afresh in a new city with new modes being added to, you know, obviously more customization options, more game modes, and then the idea of the world evolving, I think, is the thing that would keep it alive. And that's what would certainly make me interested, because that's what I wanted from Grand Theft Auto 5's version of online.
Right.
So to get that on like next gen, to me, that's really cool. It doesn't mention next gen at all in here. It would be next gen only, but that's just me, you know, speculating.
This, the sales side of it probably says that it has to be on old consoles. But yeah, I mean, again, if you point to the older leaks, the 2019, the Project America's leak was a PlayStation 5 exclusive, which is no way, there's no way that's going to be the case. Sony might put some money up to get some timed, you know, exclusive items or something. But yeah, I don't know. I think that they'll probably will do some version on old gen. I wonder if this is how it gets to Switch outside the definitive edition. I just think that might be something they take on, considering how long the development has been. But yeah, overall, let us know what you think down in the comments below of the idea of GTA 6 returning to Vice City and everything that we've mentioned so far. Is Eva Mendes alive in the game? I don't know, but let us know what you think. For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Goodbye.
This better be worth killing Red Dead for.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.